life today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, my friends, and thank you so much for joining us on this live June 28, 2009 Sunday edition. Of course, I have the syndicated transmission Monday through Friday, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, number one radio show on the internet, according to Shoutcast, Flycast, and many other gauges, and of course, also simulcast. Re-aired on XM Radio. And here we are on the abbreviated Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. each and every Sunday, come rain or shine, I am here. Talk about rain or shine, in my car, as a thermometer on the dash, I guess from the windshield, said it was 115 driving over here. Now, remember that that's obviously driving on the highway, and it's much hotter with the heat coming off the asphalt and the concrete. But they were saying it was like 105 the other day here in Austin. It's only 102. It's always been nice, though, in these particular studios. These are nice studios, but the ACs always freeze up when it gets over 100. So everybody's basically got their shirts off here at the Emmis offices that we're syndicating out of in the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. I mean, Jaron Nyhart literally earlier is like has his shirt up. He's standing over by the fan. It's the opposite of a turtle sunning itself out on a log. He's like trying to cool off with the fan. He has his shirt literally hanging it over the fan, hanging over the board, because they have those old fashioned tube boards and all these computers, and heat's just rising off of them. You can almost fry eggs on them. Right now I've got sweat just pouring down my sides of my shirt. I look like I'm a Russian bus driver or something in Moscow in the middle of summer. Well, no, you know why I say that? Because still in Eastern Europe and places in Western Europe, a lot of them don't have AC because it hardly ever gets hot there. But when it does get hot, look out, everybody. Well, like up in Chicago, every time it gets this hot in Chicago or Milwaukee, you hear about dozens of deaths a week. They're up there dying right now. I made a mistake of going for a jog at noon today. By the time I woke up and hung out with the kids and did some business, I looked up and I said, I got to do my daily run. I got to go work tonight. Even after the show, so I won't have time to jog. I better go do it right now. Big mistake. I got about a mile on this stuff, and let me tell you. So I feel a little bit of sun-kissed, as they say. So look out today. But I am dispensing with the pleasantries, ladies and gentlemen, to get into the very serious, grave news and information we're going to be covering throughout the next, now hour and 52 minutes today. First off, we take a lot of calls. The toll-free number is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally in Central Texas, if you're listening to us in Central Texas, 836-0590. Okay, here's what's happening. Foreign offshore corporations that are bigger than most governments independently, but together they're bigger than any one government combined, of the 100 biggest economies, 50-plus are now corporations, not governments. They have teamed up, lobbied governments worldwide to create international law that gives them unlimited power and the people absolutely no rights. And they're in the final phase right now of bankrupting the planet, according to their own IMF World Bank documents, by design, so that everyone will be bankrupt and owe their allegiance to the new Bank of the World, whose fiat currency and credit is protected and backed up by the U.S. military, British military, European military, NATO. And that's it. Very, very simple. They are now making their move, completely breaking the back of the U.S. Republic. The fall of the Republic is now happening. The death of the Republic. Republics end. Republics fall. The gallows for the United States is here. In fact, I can officially say that if they pass all the bills they've got introduced and then are able to implement them, officially the republic will be 100% dead, and we will be an official dictatorship of the bureaucracy and then the private corporations that own and control it. There is a total and complete carbon credit, carbon tax takeover happening. We'll break that down coming up. There is a complete absolute banking dictatorship over it all, openly being announced, about to be passed in Congress. There is a complete total takeover of every square inch of the United States. Same laws have already been passed in the rest of the world because the bankers run everything, where all land is owned by the federal government and thus given to private offshore corporate interests for collateral on the debt. Any below ground water, all land has below ground. Feds can take your land, come on it without warrants, tax you, fine you, fee you. They've stolen most people's ranches and farms outside Austin in the mid-90s under SOS, and then they give it to themselves, and it's a crime syndicate. It's this on a national setting. So water takeover is happening right now with the Clean Water Restoration Act. Openly mainstream news is announcing just absolute total federalism, every square inch everywhere, just hellish. Police state takeover is happening with expanded Patriot Acts, body scanners at all the airports scanning your naked body, TSA checkpoints popping up at train stations, bus stations, highways, total control, warrantless wiretapping everywhere, openly federalizing all the state police, mainstream news, gun grabbing, more than 15 bills introduced to completely ban all guns. It allows the Attorney General to ban all guns at will. It's just dictatorial power. That's what all these bills do. The water bill, the banking bill, the carbon bill. It just says our bureaucracies can do whatever they want. Blank check. See, this is just, they've decided to just violate the whole Bill of Rights and Constitution. You put up with warrantless wiretapping. And so now you put up with torture. That was the trial balloon. And so they said, look, these idiots will buy anything we do. We can torture kids in front of their parents, and they say it's good. They like Jack Bauer. And they said, all right, drop the hammer on them. Take everything they got. Blow the country out. And they said, Sieg Heil, and launch the operation. You're getting conquered militarily and economically in a blitzkrieg of destruction right now. The next 3 months is the most important phase in this country's entire history since independence was won 233 years ago. So the gun grab takeover is happening now. The total, complete, open border takeover is happening right now. Complete, absolute, total amnesty has been introduced. The health care, total, complete takeover where the government can have eugenics and control everything you do, all the treatment you get. Daschle wrote in his book, and the bills say they're going to ration care. They said the British model, where you wait 18 months for a brain tumor to be removed, and it's a fatal in almost every case. I've got Tony Blair on video in the House of Commons saying, yes, no brain tumor surgery for you. So total state control. We're going to break down the complete takeover. This is your heads up. This is the alarm being given. This is raising the alarm that we are being completely taken over. And as you know, people kept saying, Alex, they're not going to pass the global warming takeover bill. They're not going to pass the carbon tax. I had idiots when I made Endgame 2.5 years ago emailing me and calling me and saying there's no plan for a carbon tax. Is there a carbon tax now after you saw it pass? You people need to stop living in denial. You know, I was watching this morning a little bit of Downfall, which is from the diary of Hitler's secretary. Very accurate film. It's in German. And the denial in his bunker, even as the Russians were 200 yards away, pounding it with giant artillery, Eva Braun, his wife, was stumbling around saying that they were going to defeat the Russians in the U.S. That's what the American people are like. You won't admit you're losing everything. You won't admit you're being raped. You won't get angry because you don't believe in yourselves. Well, you better believe in yourselves because we're under assault and we don't deserve to be slaves. We're not Hitler. But it's the same kind of moronic denial, or it's not your place to stand up. It's not your place to speak out. Yes, it is your place to speak out, and you better. And listen, if you want to hear about Michael Jackson, the scumbag, I'll talk about him briefly when we get back, and then I'm done talking about it. The only reason I'm going to talk about that freak, that ne'er-do-well drug addict, is because it's an example of modern mind control, and I'll tell you what I think of Michael Jackson when we get back, and then I'll get into real news, not the distraction. Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Yeah, that's where old Michael Jackson is right now. Mr. Jackson. Look, I don't usually talk about celebrity deaths. I'm real sad Farrah Fawcett died. I liked her. I liked Ed McMahon, classy guy. Bob Chetman was telling me off air how he knew Ed McMahon. That was a pretty interesting story. But the point is, we got to tell him to tell that story next time he's on air with us. The point is, I'm not going to spend any more time on this than need be. I'm going to move into the serious issues in just a moment. But this is the same Michael Jackson everybody's defending, and they have him on the cover of every newspaper and magazine saying the king of rock and roll, the king of pop, oh, we love you, and people crying and candlelight vigils. This is disgusting. This is a freak who would hang babies off of buildings threatening to basically drop them. This is a guy that had a Neverland ranch to lure kids and then had high-security motion sensors and locks on his bedroom door and who would give the children the Jesus juice. All those recordings of him getting them all drunk and making them pass out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he may have been able to pay off people $10 million here, $5 million there to shut up. But I am tired of Michael Jackson assaulting my psyche and having to look at the bat creature, the vampire, on television. I am sick of it. And I'm even more sick of a bunch of emails I got, people angry at me that I was talking about how the guy was a piece of garbage and how I don't want to hear about him. What is wrong with you people? Do you forget how disgraced this freakazoid is? And now they're comparing him to Elvis? No comparison, though both of them did die after taking injections. He was taking a synthetic form of opium, of morphine. And now they're saying newspapers are reporting a bunch of other drugs in his system. I mean, obviously, you could look at the guy so stoned out of his mind most of the time he had to be in a wheelchair. I mean, just a complete zombie. And look, I actually, at a certain level, feel sorry for Michael Jackson. Because you'd see photos of him with his nose kind of flapping in the wind, literally. And having to have, like, little stents on it just to hold it on. Because he didn't like his natural good looks. He didn't like his black skin. He didn't like who he was, so he took all these skin bleachers and all these surgeries. And it's what our culture is sick with is Madison Avenue makes you feel inadequate so they can sell you all their products, sell you their political ideologies, sell you their ideas. And so Michael Jackson is another example of what fame and fortune does to most people. When you're buying in to bling and money just for the sake of it. I know a lot of high-powered Hollywood people. And they are happy and empowered and well-centered and hate fame and don't like the money and just use their money and fortune and fame to be left alone. But they talk about those in Hollywood that do like the fame and fortune and how they are always destroyed. It is not fun. So women out there that think your butt's too big, your waist is too big, stop feeling inadequate. Stop listening to the establishment. Make you feel inadequate so you don't respect yourself, so you'll be an insecure person that can be manipulated by the media and the culture. A culture of death by design to make you weak. Public policy to break down the family, break down society. 9 times out of 10 in surveys that deal with women, they say, why do you leave your husband or why do you start fights with him? Oh, because I think I'm ugly and he, you know, doesn't empower me and I'm bored and my life isn't good and I'm a princess. You're not supposed to be a princess. You're supposed to live on this planet and help other people and build something and leave it a better planet when you die than when you first got here. Same thing for men. Men think, you know, their whole life is supposed to be about partying and enjoyment and lots of sex and lots of women and no responsibility. And we wonder why everything's falling apart. This planet's been a hard planet to live on. Our ancestors had to fight with every ounce of energy they had just to survive and then to build civilizations. And as soon as they built a civilization and our numbers grew, then we had to fight with each other for different powerful groups always trying to enslave us. And now in the modern day, we've been convinced by Madison Avenue and the mainstream media and the map makers of the mind, the political controllers, the engineers of society and our psyches that, oh, don't be involved, don't have responsibilities, be a big kid for your whole life, don't be involved, let the establishment, let the experts run things, just accept the way the world's set up around you like it's a rat maze, don't ever try to change the world around you, don't ever try to leave your mark in any way, just regurgitate and conform into these little boxes and then be scared to death to ever get out of that little comfort zone bubble. Don't ever talk about politics or don't ever say anything that might be strange to your neighbor. And, oh, my God, if your neighbor's a little strange, and never talk to them. So we're all isolated watching the glowing television sets at night. You go to a restaurant and there's TVs everywhere and your wife, your children, you, all you stop talking, all you do is watch the TVs or play on your iPhones. We're losing our humanity being sucked in to these media devices that are pre-programmed by the establishment with their images and their messages to distort what true human development and society is supposed to be all about. People say, well, you're on the media, you're on the internet, you make films, you're on the radio. Absolutely, and I make those films and I explain that this is kind of a culture jamming, or that I'm going in there trying to warn people and wake them up using the establishment's own medium. And I will go further that all the major studies that we've sourced and cited here show that reading actually increases your IQ and your critical thinking. And so does listening to radio. And why is that? Because with reading, your brain has to interpret the symbols and then reconstruct them in your mind and create a three-dimensional hologram to image. If I say yellow bicycle, you see yellow bicycle. If I say Marilyn Monroe, you see Marilyn Monroe. If I say Gulfstream jet, your brain has to then analyze for a few seconds and pull up a Gulfstream jet. If I say NFL, then you have to conjure up NFL. If I say Roger Staubach, you've got to conjure up Roger Staubach. But if you're watching TV, it's all done for you. So with reading and radio, you have to develop it. All the studies, Google it. Studies show radio and reading increase IQ. And you will see the government, universities, own studies. And they know that. That's why people that read books and magazines and even newspapers make more money. They have higher IQs. They're more fulfilled. They're more happy. That's why radio, talk radio listeners, they're not perfect, but statistically they have higher IQs, higher education. They're more fulfilled. You see, we're always here fighting with the mainstream media, which has all its lies and disinformation in it. And talk radio and print's got it in it too. But think about how most of the public doesn't even read the newspaper. They don't even watch the news. If they do, it's for 5 minutes. When somebody like Michael Jackson dies, it's a diversion. It's a distraction. Don't let that guy enter into your psyche as an archetype and take over your mind. Push that boy, who had a poor, pathetic life, out of your mind and move on to real issues like total tyranny coming down on you and your family. Break your mental chains. We'll be right back with key analysis and math.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Okay, so I want to apologize to all the listeners. I'm not going to talk about somebody so drugged out of their mind they couldn't walk most of the time, who had all sorts of people's kids in a bed with him giving them wine. I'm sorry, I'm not going to talk about how great he is or how good a dancer he is or how sad it is that he's dead. Because the mainstream media wants to cram this down our throats, that circus for 4 hours as the press conference built up and helicopters picking him up like he was Jesus rising, back into heaven. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I am just tired of being assaulted and assailed with images of Michael Jackson. I can't stand Michael Jackson. I remember when he was really big in the early 1980s when I was like 8, 9, 10 years old. I'm 35 now. And the neighborhood kids were running around dressed like Michael Jackson with glittered gloves on. And I wasn't some little kid who was hip or cool or into the cool clothes. I just was cool. And I was like, that guy is a twit. That guy's embarrassing. Your sequin glove looks stupid. I've never liked Michael Jackson. And I'd see these full-grown women at office parties my parents would take me to when I was like 10. Going, don't you just love Michael Jackson? Don't you just love? And I'd go, no. And they'd get all angry. I mean, what is it with you freaks? So some kind of weirdo Michael Jackson cult? I don't like your cult, and I don't like seeing Bat Boy on the news every day. All right, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the issue. The country is going to hell in a handbasket. I've done these sources on air. You can Google it. Real inflation, over 20%. The different brokerage firms and banks that gauge it, they've got it at 20.4, 20.8, 20.9. In fact, Google that. I want to give them an actual headline. I forgot to bring it. Just Google for everybody to print it for me during the break, and I'll cover it next segment. Just so people can see I don't just throw this out. Real inflation above 20%. That'll give you hundreds of headlines. But just print me two big mainstream headlines on that for them. I'll give that to them later. So the issue here is you got the cooked government with cooked numbers telling you that it's 10%. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's over 20, and every top economist I have on, former head of the Treasury Department, head of policy, former Wall Street Journal editor, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and all these other people, Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, chief economist, World Bank, they all say the same thing. It's at least 20%, and they're talking about 30% in another year. They're talking about 25% by early 2010. Can't believe I just said that. I can't believe it. 2009 is already halfway over. The point here is this economy is in free fall. The federal government is openly abolishing the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution in front of everybody's eyes. The left that was so upset about Bush and warrantless secret detention and warrantless wiretapping and lying about WMDs and wars and everything else he was doing in the Patriot Act suddenly love it when Obama's doing it. And after I take some calls, I'm going to go over the real news, the crisis, the takeover. This is it. Total, complete blanket amnesty. Total, complete carbon taxes passed. Now they're going to try to pass total amnesty, the health care takeover, the gun grab takeover, the police state takeover, the takeover of the entire United States, every square inch of land being federalized under this Clean Water Restoration Act. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. Last week, we had the local news people in here reporting on it, and the state officials are running around saying it's a total federal takeover. Read the bill. You know, we told you this whole global warming hype was about a tax, and they said, no, it's not. No, it's not. And then wouldn't let anybody read the bill until 30 minutes before when the minority leader, Bonner, demanded to see the bill, and then he did an illegal filibuster. Because in the House, only leaders can do a filibuster. And Waxman tried to say it was unauthorized, but they said, no, actually, it is authorized, so it's not illegal, but they implied it was. The Senate, anybody can filibuster. And God knows we need one, ladies and gentlemen. And then he starts reading through the bill. It was worse than even we thought. Now I've had a chance to look at it. All 1,300 pages. It was over 1,500, and then they pulled some out, added some in. That's right. The Congress wasn't allowed to read it till 30 minutes before, and then one copy, because the minority leader demanded it, was given to him. He's handed it on the floor, and he goes, okay. And they go, you have 2 minutes. And he goes, no, I've got to read this. We've got the video, the whole hour where he filibustered on InfoWars.com. Go watch it, where he's reading the stinking thing. I should just air that here today, so Americans can hear him reading from it. Home inspectors, everything selectively enforced. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so off the charts. They're saying 25 to 2,800 more per person in the country. It's way more than that because it allows these unelected boards to do whatever they want, including taxing human respiration. Did you know you put off 2.5 pounds on average of carbon dioxide a day? It's what plants breathe. It's the life cycle. They're taxing the life cycle. It is the sickest, most diabolical tax ever thought of. So I'm going to go over the entire takeover next hour in detail. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Barbara in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, this is Scott in Washington State.
Okay, well, they got me the phone lines wrong, but just go ahead, Scott.
Okay, I wanted to share with you a little bit of my experience when I tried to call those numbers that you guys gave out, telling them to say no on that 2454.
Yeah, for those that don't know, and then they changed the bill number again last minute, that was the total, complete, gigantic, 1,000-plus page secret bill that no one could read until 30 minutes before, and one copy was given to the opposition. And it is worse than we even said. Total dictatorship. The Soviet Union wasn't this harsh over everything we do. And yes, tell folks what happened. I've been getting calls. Most people got laughed at when they called the Congress. But go ahead.
Well, first of all, I called the switchboard in Washington, and it asked you for your area code to type in, who your representative is. I knew what it was, but I typed it in anyway.
You should be able to talk to whoever you want, by the way, but now they're trying to shunt people off, yeah.
Yeah, and then it patches you through to a number, and then I got this, the number that you just called has been disconnected, so it gave me Well, it didn't route me back, but it gave me my local number to the local office.
Yeah, let me be clear. Exactly. What they do now is they just constantly, because a number be working for 5 minutes, then it wouldn't be. They admit they have hundreds of numbers, and they just keep flipping them back and forth. But I've talked to people I know who called who just got laughed at and hung up on. Go ahead.
So anyway, so then I called the local number, and I got a hold of one of the staffers or anyway. First, the guy tries to tell me, because I told him about the, you know, the hundreds of pages that were slipped in and the fact that this was not made available to the public. Well, first, the guy tries to tell me, you know, that those reports were over-exaggerated.
Yeah, stop. That's what I was about to say. They always lie. In fact, I'm surprised he just didn't say that wasn't true. It doesn't matter if they have the Speaker of the House on the podium saying, we're not going to give it to you.
Yeah.
They are lying, degenerate scum. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then he tried to tell me it was only 300 pages. Well, he was off by about 1,000 pages at least.
It's only 300, and we only slipped in 300, and nobody can read it. And I'm surprised they didn't laugh at you and say, sir, there's no Congress. You're mentally ill.
And then he tried to tell me, well, they had been debating on it for weeks. And I told him, I said, well, according to the sources I got, that's not what I heard. And how come it hasn't been made available to the public if this is such a wonderful bill? Which it, well, wasn't my main objection.
Well, what did he say? More lies?
Like that. Well, no, he said, well, you know, I'll take that in note, you know, and give me your name and, you know, and the rep will send out some kind of a letter or something to that. But, you know, I told him, I said, well, my big problem with this is that this is such a wonderful bill, then how come there's been no discussion on it? Yeah, you know, another one of Obama's lies, that open transparency in government.
Well, look at what Bush did. Look at how Bush rushed the Patriot Act through while the Capitol was under anthrax attack to where nobody could even read it. All these really bad bills are passed when they don't let people read the bill. So how did the conversation end? Quickly.
Oh, well, basically, that what I just said, that he said that, you know, he'd take my name and number and that, you know, he was going to, the congressman was going to send out some kind of a...
Yeah, so basically he pushed you off. Look, the Congress is criminal. They know they're criminal. We'll break it down when we get back. More calls. Stay with me.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Send a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
It's very, very simple throughout history. You can count the free countries, the free republics, nations where the people had even bare bones rights to private property and liberty on one hand. There have been thousands of corrupt empires and nations and thuggish lords and kings and corrupt systems that have come and gone. And the minute you let government get too big and start violating any part of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it's over, you're in tyranny. And they're going right down the list on record, getting rid of the entire Bill of Rights, the entire Constitution. And the public doesn't know their Bill of Rights or Constitution. They sure know all about Michael Jackson and his nose. They know all about Michael Jackson and his boots and the little medals he liked to wear and the Ferris wheel color at Neverland Ranch and all about Jesus juice. And, you know, I'm sorry, folks, that's sick. And that's why we're slaves. We are a decadent, bloated, dumbed-down nation, and now we're going to get butchered like a fat hog. But there are tens of millions of good, wholesome people in this nation, and we're fighting to save the republic. And some of you call yourselves liberals, some of you call yourselves conservatives. You better get rid of those terms and get back to liberty versus tyranny, and you better do it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to break down the complete and total takeover that is taking place and unfolding and how we can fight back against it. But there is no doubt now they are making their complete move. This is going to be a hot revolution by the elites against the people. And I want to let you know what the moves are, what will happen if they win, and what will happen if we win and ways to defeat them. So let's go ahead and go to Barbara in Alabama. Sorry, I hit the wrong button earlier. Not the guy's fault, my fault. Barbara in Alabama, you are on the air now.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
First, I do want to tell you we did call down there. We didn't get much done, get through to anybody. But I've got something here that I wanted to tell you about. I have a small business where we have a call center. And Friday, I received an email from a client that states, beginning today, your home business may be receiving calls from employees in North America as part of the employee H1N1 flu hotline. Employees will be calling to confirm whether or not their office is open for work. If they have additional questions, blah, 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 to review, here's your script. And predominantly we'll be getting calls from New York, Atlanta, and Chicago.
Yep.
And I don't know if this is anything important.
No, it is.
I wanted to call you.
It is, and I was going to get to this next hour. I'll I'll cover it in a moment. But first, tell folks, so you were unable to get a hold of one of the little snot-nosed legislative aides up there on the Hill while they completely butchered the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution, and our form of government will cease to be if the Senate passes this?
Yes. We got a couple of numbers. That was the number, you know, the number is disconnected or this is, a number is out of order. We never really got through to anyone. We got transferred a couple of times. We tell people what.
Yeah,
we
let me
want.
Tell you what you do, and we're going to post this. You got to call their local office. That's the one you got to hammer up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I posted Friday a list of their local numbers, and so call your local congressman. But the main, and I appreciate your call, the main people to call are the 8 Republicans that voted for it. We have a list of them up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Because they have a motion to reconsider. There is 3 days. We have, in fact, a clock up there on the site. Let me just go to it. Ah, the passcode just launched on this useless computer up here that relaunch every 5 minutes when you try to go to them. Up on Infowars.com, I have a clock counting down for the motion to reconsider where those individuals have 5 days. And, again, that runs out in 3 days to go back into the House of Representatives and reconsider their vote. So those 8 Republicans, and those are the 8 that helped it pass, do that. We can't have 7, because if 7, if we have 7 that do it, then the vice president will be able to tie break, and the motion will still carry. Because people are saying, well, they're going to try to beat the bill in the Senate. The criminals in the Senate, and by the way, it's criminal that they wouldn't let the American people read that bill. It's criminal that they added hundreds and hundreds of pages last minute. And when you read what's in it, it's even more criminal. And, again, that's coming up next hour. Let me scroll down here into this story. I know my dad's calling me right now while I'm on air. I forgot to turn my phone off. It's a complete circus up here today, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Cap and trade traders can change vote by July 2nd is the headline. And we have a countdown clock, 3 days, 7 hours, 6 minutes, 48 seconds to beat that. And all their phone numbers and details are right there. And you can also call Democrats that voted for it. They are Mary Bono Mack, Republican, California. Mike Castle, Delaware, Republican. Mark Stephen Irk, Republican, Illinois. Leonard Lance, Republican, New Jersey. Frank Lo Bonando, Republican, New Jersey. John McHugh, Republican, New York. Dave Reichert, Republican, Washington State. Chris Smith, Republican, New Jersey. We have the motion to reconsider House rules up there, and we have links to it, again, up on Infowars.com. And I was going to get into that next hour, but I'll just cover it now. Now, on the subject of the flu, if you go back 2.5 months ago when all that started, I went on air day one and I said, we've received secret documents from the state of Texas from federal meetings that had the names of the doctors and the names of the feds, and we posted it on Infowars.com, and the document said, they're telling the public we're at level 4. We're already really at level 5, and within 90 hours we're going to level 6. But the public won't be told this for a while. If ever. And this is to get the whole emergency response ready for basically a federal takeover. And it put it in a good light. And I posted it, and everybody laughed at me and said wasn't real. And as usual, just like the MIAC report and the DHS report and the clergy response team reports and the hundreds of other big stories we've broken aren't real until it's all over mainstream news. And then, 2 weeks ago, they came out and said, yeah, we've really been at level 6 for a while, and we're enacting level 6 level. Which means they can quarantine under that protocol, forced inoculations. And I read to people Friday again, the executive order. You can just Google forced inoculation quarantine executive order and it'll pull up. It's 13,600 and something. But the point is, CBS News. Oh, did you guys print me those other articles? About the inflation really above 20%? Yeah. And then while you're at it, print me CBS. Because I know people won't do this. So I'm just going to print it. I'm not going to source something. And then I gave it Friday on air with the source, but I'm not even now going to say it without giving the sources. People are in denial. We've got to break through their brainwashing. Exact headline. I'll just search it under flu quarantine executive order in the CBS article as the quarantine enforced inoculation. And you've seen them on Fox and CNN going, yeah, for your safety. And, you know, the big Canadian newspapers are saying and the European papers, yeah, we're getting billions of doses ready worldwide to forcibly inject you. And then we played a state official in Arkansas, a tape of him on the news saying, yeah, we're going to forcibly inject you. Now, people are saying, wait a minute. This thing's only killed maybe 20-something people worldwide, but U.S. News and World Report had the headline Friday, so did USA Today, 1 million Americans have the swine flu. It's the end. That means you've contracted the virus. There's thousands of flu viruses floating around. Most of them don't even make you sick. But see, this thing is engineered. And I don't just say that. All these top scientists in the Canada, the U.S., Europe have come out and said it's clearly an engineered virus out of a laboratory. We told you that day one. Months later, they admit it. And then Baxter Pharmaceutical, the same people that got caught mixing live, deadly, weaponized bird flu with vaccines in Europe, are the ones getting the contracts for the vaccine. Something's going on here. So, yes, it's not real. It's not a real threat. But do they know it's going to mutate into something? It normally mutates into something innocuous. But they're saying it's going to mutate into something bad. I just answered my own question. Are they going to, during the financial collapse, during the martial law takeover, during a financial martial law takeover in the fall, which everything is pointing towards now, are they going to, just like in Mexico, say stand down, it's for the flu, troops are on the streets for the flu, so the feds can grandstand as saviors? We're going to break it all down after the news in the next hour and go over the complete tyranny that's unfolding. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.